Ram.
I didn't even know that till I read it. I don't think I
heard it. The only reason I know the U and all that is the crossword puzzle. That's right.
And that's the thing, Daddy, you know, that's his thing. He loves crossword.
That's the only way around.
Well, now let's see this boar. The male hog is, do they call them boars? I don't know. But anyway, you don't have it. Do you know of any particular term they call them besides just a male hog? Or?
Mm-mm.
And then I didn't know what a barrel was now until I read this question.
Either. What's a barrel?
That's one that's castrated, you know, it's been, so it doesn't, it's sexless. They're supposed to make them the meat more tender or something. Now let's see, hogs, well, male and female. In other words, it just wants to know if there's any other thing, any other special thing you call a hog. Well, like a wild one, for instance.
I call a wild one a boar.
Yeah. See, now that would be different from a tame male hog.
Mm-hmm.
And then you feed them in, what is that?
Trough?
Yeah. That's the way you say it. And that, I suppose there's more than one of them.
Troughs?
Now, this fellow right here, what are these right here? And can you see?
Welcome. It's like a hog.
Yeah, but what are those long, sharp things that come out right there?
Tusks.
Uh-huh. Now, see, you say tusk, but, you know, I've heard somebody say tuskies.
Oh, I had never heard anybody say tuskies.
Have y'all, what is the name of that pine? Is it Pinecrest or Pine, some little town up the road?
Pinehurst.
Yeah, well, that fellow from Pinehurst came to talk to me about dogs. Well, now he called them tuskies.
Well, Pinehurst is a big city anyway here.
When you anybody's out in the field calling the animals to come in, they want to know how would you call them. Now, how would you know that unless you ever did that?
Unless you grew up on a farm.
Well, anyway, so do you, it says.
The only thing I know is how to call a pig, you know.
Now, how it.
Suey.
Yeah, and I see that there's a difference in some places. Now, the reason this is interesting, they say, is that it's characteristic of some regions to call animals a certain way, and this is one of the most characteristics. Most important characteristics of English is the way animals are called. Isn't that funny? I didn't see why that was important. But anyhow.
My granddaddy's always had, you know, all sorts of different kinds, but like they don't have milk cows, so you don't call the beef cows, they just round them up on horses.
But if you were calling the chickens, for instance. I don't know. You know, you would have to have done it, wouldn't you?
I've seen people and heard people do it. They say, chick, chick, and throw out the food. And then, you know, the chickens come running and eat the food. They probably don't care what you say.
In other words, it doesn't make much
difference. Johnny Carson, speaking of animals, on Johnny Carson last night, they had Ray Burrick. He's a wild animal trainer for all the movies and all. And he had a cat, a house cat on there. Have you ever seen a trained cat?
Uh-uh.
Never.
Uh-uh.
He had this little clicker, you know, those things you used to buy just, I guess, to irritate, you know, go clickety, you know, like some sort of cricket. And that cat, he had people all out in the audience with these crickets, and one person do it one time, and that cat would just go wild and immediately run to the person.
The person had, I declare.
And he didn't.